It's also a wonderful opportunity in August to focus on what women in our community have been achieving, with this, of course, being Women's Month. Now, I mentioned in the community notices that this Sunday, the spotlight turns to courage, real, raw, and deeply personal. The Union of Jewish Women is hosting a powerful breakfast event titled Women of Courage in Sandton that will bring together four remarkable women who've overcome adversity in very different ways, from surviving gender-based violence to breaking through glass ceilings to finding healing through storytelling. With the tagline, "Beauty is born from adversity," the event promises more than just inspiration. It's a call to recognize the strength it takes to rebuild, redefine, and rise. Beverly Cohen is an executive member of the Union of Jewish Women and is one of the organizers of this Women of Courage event. Beverly, such a lovely event that you are putting together. What inspired the theme, Women of Courage, and why now?
Well, This event, firstly, thank you so much for having me on the show, Paula. This event actually started off, I think, in Durban about 3 or 4 years ago, and they were honoring women of courage. So we thought, you know what, there are so many amazing women in our community. It might just be a wonderful opportunity to do this. And this is how it actually came about.
The lineup features women from such diverse walks of life. What were you looking for when you selected your speakers?
It's a very good question, because we just kind of looked around and just found people that have really, really have come across and have really achieved some good things, you know, within themselves, and have overcome a lot of adversity. Mm-hmm. And so over the years, we've looked for these kind of people, and we've been very fortunate and found these people who've been very willing to come across and give us their story.
If you don't mind, Beverly, I just want to go through the women briefly. Some might be familiar to listeners and others might not be. So Sasha Starr is a radio, television and print journalist. Can you tell us a little bit more about her?
Yeah, so she actually used to read the news, I think, on Chai FM. A couple of years ago. Absolutely. And she's called her topic, "Don't Worry, I Brought My Own Chair." Her driven personality and love of literature, food, and people mean that, in spite of being in a wheelchair, so she's often too busy to sit down. So she's going to talking about her journey.
I know Sasha very well, and I think many in our community do as well, and she's a remarkable, amazing woman. I mean, she has reported with me on radio and television, and many of us also know her as a print writer. She's inspiring. Laura Nathan, mom, wife, businesswoman, and author. What is she talking on?
So she's sharing her journey as a woman who's faced immense loss. She's raised a son with special needs, and she's built a career in a demanding industry, all by choosing resilience over defeat. And her talk is about rising through adversity and finding strength in the face of life's toughest challenges.
So, and then there's Bonhle Manjipu and Andy Cohen. Can you tell us a little bit about them and the MC, Danny Mofsovitz?
Okay, so Andy actually happens to be my daughter-in-law, and she's actually a psychoanalyst.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, and she is actually just talking about parental courage. She really, you know, her journey is from a psychoanalytical point of view. Parents silently work the hardest profession in the world. So she's going to try and address the struggle, the internal struggles for parents, and how facing these challenges is key to raising a deeply connected family. So she's speaking a little bit different from a business side point of view, not so much a journey that she's gone on herself. And Bunchley is a young girl who is talking on gender-based violence, the before, the during, and the after, while openly sharing her story, her journey, and her continuous happy ending. And she really has got an incredible story to tell, and I have met her, and she really is a very inspiring young lady, and she really just wants to talk about what she's been through and how to try and stop this terrible scourge that's going on.
Bev, I guess what joins these women is the beautiful quote that you have on your flyer, beauty is born from adversity, that very often one needs to go through adversity to find true beauty. What does it mean to you personally, that quote, beauty is born from adversity, and what do you hope the audience will take from the morning?
Oh my goodness me. So I really believe from within inside yourself, you can achieve to be an incredible person. You don't have to be beautiful. You just have to have a very good soul. And from going through difficult times, I can imagine only good things can come out of it. So, and what was the second part of your question?
What does it mean to you personally? Or what do you hope the audience will take?
Well, I just hope they'll get a lot of inspiration from these young girls and realize that there's a lot out there, you know. One mustn't try and be so negative. One must try and be positive. Because all these girls have had some challenges in their lives, and look how they are such awe-inspiring young girls.
Yes. I mean, it's a beautiful message and a very powerful lineup. The event obviously is hosted by the Union of Jewish Women.
Pardon? I was just saying, Danny Moskowitz, our MC. I forgot to mention her as well. She's a young girl, very dynamic young lady, and she's hosting the morning for us.
Bev, as the Union of Jewish Women, an event like this, how does it align with your broader mission of what you do as the Union of Jewish Women?
We like to encourage women to come on board and try and go out there and do the most amazing work. And help us be the women that we are, the women that we want to be. You know, the Union of Jewish Women is an organization. Pardon? Sorry?
Sorry, I'm interrupting you just to say how beautiful it is, what you're saying.
Well, that's how I feel about the organization. You know, it's one of my biggest passions, it really and truthfully is. And I honestly invite women, we've got a few seats left. And I would love the women to come along on Sunday morning and join us. We've got incredible prizes, a lovely breakfast, and a very awe-inspiring morning.
It certainly is a morning of honesty. It sounds like vulnerability and resilience that are shared by women who've walked through fire and come out on the other side stronger. Just a reminder that it is happening this Sunday. It's at 9:30, if I'm not mistaken.
Registration and breakfast is between 9 and 10, and the actual talks will start at just after 10 o'clock.
And you can always RSVP.
Yeah, and call our office, 011-648-1053. Tana is at the office at the moment, and she'll be only too happy to take your calls. And as long as we're here about 10:30 tomorrow morning, who's coming, we'll be only too happy to have you all.
Beverly Cohen, executive member of the Union of Jewish Women and one of the organizers for Sunday's Women of Courage event, because courage is not just a word, it's a woman's story. Bev, thank you so much for joining us.